107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We're celebrating our 100th anniversary, and we're getting in touch with some of the voices from the past, shall we say. And we've got a very special one joining us in studio. It is my absolute pleasure to welcome Doug Lester. We've got lots to talk about. Doug, it's wonderful to see you.
Hey, good to see you. It's great to be back.
Now, Doug, let's remind us, you were the news director here at the radio station. What years were you at CJCS?
Sure. Yep. I arrived here in the fall of 1980, right after Labor Day, I believe it was, and came in to do the afternoon news run. News director of the day left 6 or 8, 10 months later, and I moved to the morning slot and did that till, golly, Christmas 1995.
Okay.
15 years.
Yeah. All right. And who are the GMs you were working with through those years?
Oh, general managers? Let's see here. You know, when I got here, the station had just changed ownership.
Right. Okay.
It was a company called Countryside, and I forget who all they had. They had Stratford, Woodstock, some others, okay. And they were purchased by a company out of Montreal called Telemedia. So they kind of, you know, cleaned house at the management level, as corporations do from time to time. And George Barr came in as general manager, and he came out of CFRB Toronto.
Wow.
And came to Stratford, and I don't know that I worked under any other general managers.
So under George Barr, okay.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it was shortly after I left that the Ray family bought the operation. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So your years as news director, you've worked with so many folks through the years. Doug, when I think, you know, of course you and I worked back in the telemedia days,
sure.
And I always think now when you have the news people today, they don't realize the equipment that we used to work with, like the teletype machines overnight.
The teletype machine, everything here, of course, now is digital, but it was effectively a dot matrix printer with a wire in the back connecting magically to somewhere in Toronto, and broadcast news, a division of the Canadian Press, and that thing clattered away day and night. I think they stopped between 3 and 3:30 in the morning for maintenance, and you had to keep that thing fed with ribbons and rolls of paper, and you would rip the paper, literally rip it off the machine and rip and read, they said.
Yeah. And heaven forbid you didn't have enough paper, or the paper ran out overnight, or it got stuck or something.
Or it would
like
get
that.
Jammed up, and you'd come in the morning first thing, and you've got a newscast every half hour and nothing available till you got the machine fixed.
Oh, my gosh. And with CJCS, we were on Ontario Street, right downtown.
Ontario Street, 178, I guess, was the street address. The little Strip Plaza, if you want to call it that, opposite the Queen's Hotel there. And that's where I worked out of. I was never in your new, incredibly luxurious building here.
Now, what attracted you to either Stratford or CJCS?
Oh, well, there's a really good question. I was working at the time. We were in Lindsay, 910 Central Ontario Radio.
Still got it.
And there were some difficulties there on a locally owned situation, owned and managed. And so, you know, you just looked around. There was a little publication, RPM Magazine. Would you remember that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. It came out weekly, I think, and it was Canadian record
music,
charts
sort of
and radio
sort of
information. And that's where all the ads were. And so as soon as that hit the newsroom, you flip right to the back page and see who's hiring. And so there was Stratford. And I can remember when I was at University in Toronto, at Ryerson then, somebody said something about CJCS, 500 watts. And I can remember the director of our radio course, saying, hey, don't laugh. It is a fabulous city. It's a fabulous little radio station. If you get a chance, go there.
Wow.
So I did.
And the rest is radio history. Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was a good move.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
Very good move.
We loved it.
Now, Doug, you know, all your years here at CJCS Radio and chatting with you before coming on, there's stories, maybe true or not.
Yes.
You have some stories.
Many will be true.
Based on truth.
I never let the facts stand in the way of
there
a good
go.
Story.
Absolutely.
But, I know. I'm sure it's still, I was thinking, what are the stories? I've got a serious one and a not so serious, if you've got time to indulge
me. I sure do.
Storm mornings, winter storms. Right? In the day, there was no social media. There was no internet. We were the front line. And you'd get in here at half past stupid in the morning, and every line on the phone was flashing. And the school bus drivers, like, things didn't clear through a clearinghouse website. So, you know, the individual bus companies phoned, the individual schools phoned, and, of course, and then people phoned, just, what's up with my school? And that would go all morning. There were, I think there were two occasions when I came in the night before and slept on the floor because I knew
it was going to be one of those days.
Storms, yeah, right? And they go for 48 hours.
Sure, sure.
And if I don't get there now, I ain't getting there in the morning.
Yeah.
So I slept on the floor a couple of times just to be there to hit the ground running, as it were.
And,
wow. Oh, yeah. Those were crazy.
Yeah, because the radio station was the focal point. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think often of somebody who'd, oh, my gosh, she'd be in her 50s now. So the calls start early. And so by 8:15 in the morning, the decisions are made. The schools are open or they're closed. The buses are running. They're not running. It's kind of settled out. About 8:20, 8:15, the phone rings and a voice, which I assess to be a high school age young lady, says, is my bus running, is how she put it. Oh, gosh. What school? Northwestern. What bus line? So I said to her, when you get on the bus and you look down the side of the bus, what's painted on that big orange bus? And she said, Bluebird. Now, if you've never ridden the school bus, you will know that in the 1980s, there were two bus manufacturers in this country, Thomas and Bluebird.
Bluebird, yeah.
That was the manufacturer's name.
So yeah.
I cast a decision on her scholastic career and said, you can stay home today. I figured one day more or less, you know, and, you know, bless the lady. As I say, she's probably in her 50s, and I'm sure she got through her education fine and is a happy, productive
well, the news director said stay home.
Anyway, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Any other thoughts, any other memories that you'd like to share?
You know, I got to have something, you know, serious. And I covered city council, of course, for decades.
Yeah.
Well, decade and a half. And here's, this is kind of timely. I was at the city council meeting when council of the day made its decision, finalized, ratified the decision to purchase what we now call the Cooper site. And they moved that council meeting up to Central High School, to the theater room. So they, because they knew a big crowd was going to be there, because this was being promoted as potentially as big a decision as giving Tom Patterson some money to look into starting a theater.
Right.
There were great visions expressed, and I'm sure there was opposition that day from members of council, but I don't remember. What I do remember was a feeling of positive, and this is the future of our city. We can do anything we want here. How high is up with this thing? We can do anything. And here we are. And, you know, it's so sad it played out the way it did.
But, well, yeah. But
I guess the lesson is the council of that day went into it with all good intentions.
Yes.
So I will defend them from that standpoint.
And here we are now with the ad hoc committee, and the wheels are still in motion with something like this. And
fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of those visions will be realized.
You bet.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, celebrating 100 years of CJCS Radio. Can you believe it, Doug? 100 years.
Yeah, I know. I was here for 15% of it. I know. There's always been some discussion on, is it the oldest radio license in Canada? Montreal, there was a Montreal station.
It's definitely one of the oldest,
and
for sure.
And certainly in the top five, maybe?
It has to be,
yeah, which
certainly.
Is really a neat thing. It's another little feather in the cap of Stratford.
Yeah, and the old AM 1240 days, and here we are now on FM.
On FM, yeah.
So much, such a legacy and so many wonderful memories. Doug, in terms of just wrapping things up, any other thoughts? I do want to say, though, after CJCS Radio, of course, then you went on to Fahm & Company.
Yeah.
And have just since retired.
Retired. Holy smokes.
And you had a wonderful retirement party that they threw you.
I had a great retirement party. Thank you, Fahm & Company. And a nice big meal, and the family was invited, and we had live music, and I realized a bucket list item, and I got to jam with strings and traps.
There you go. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what are you doing for your downtime now? It's you're doing something unique on the side, shall we say?
Well, I'm you know, the usual stuff you do around the house and getting things in shape there, and there's always something to be done, but I am bound and determined. I have built my first solid body electric guitar.
How cool is that?
And so now I'm slowly but surely working up my nerve to start tearing guitars apart and rebuilding them.
Okay.
So
we got Doug's electric guitar shop here.
No, just don't call just yet. I will not be touching any high-end guitars for a little while. Pawn shop guitars, I'm all over them.
Oh, but that is so cool. So that's great. Doug Lester again, news director here at CJUCS when we were certainly in downtown. And again, just as we've talked about, the 100-year legacy, the legacy of CJUCS, the names, the people that have been through these doors over 100 years.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And I mean, yeah, there's so many of them, but everybody... Is Uncle Lloyd coming? He's got to be here.
We will definitely be chatting. Oh, we will definitely be chatting. And again, with so many other folks like Morning Men, we'll get in touch with Mark Philbin, that sort of thing.
Great.
So
He's in, and Braden Dewar. Any number of those folks that
Steve Ray.
Still around. Yeah, I was going to say Steve Ray. I'm going to, I will not spoiler it. When you get Steve, say these words: McGilvery's Petrol.
McGilvery's petrel. Okay.
Think of like petrel, it's a water bird, isn't it?
Okay.
It's like a duck or something.
Okay.
And it's a story he read cold on the air
about
McGilvery's petrel. And in 100 years, nobody laughed longer or harder on the air.
Okay.
Then Steve and I that day.
Thanks for the scoop. Doug Lester, always with the scoop. I love it.
First
fantastic. Doug, thanks so much for all that you've done for the community over the years
with
CJCS Radio. And thanks for sharing in our 100th.
Oh, glad to be part of it. Good luck with, look forward to see what you've got up your sleeve.